with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of August. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Sirkin.
Good morning, Mr. Andrews.
Good afternoon.
Even.
It might be morning for you, having just made your young layabout son breakfast.
I know. It was I was giving him another lecture about shopping local, you see.
Oh, were you? And I'm sure he was hanging on every word.
Well, you know, not using your Tesco Metro, going to your butcher's, and we had stonkingly fabulous bacon.
Yeah, because being a student, he would think about buying organic and ethically sourced food, wouldn't he?
Well, he should be supporting. He's in Essex, and I said there's some Tiptree, there's some fantastic soft fruits there.
But being a student, he will be eating pot noodle.
No, he's a very good cook, Paul Andrews. He's been brought up by me. He's a very, very good cook.
Right, okay.
And he does a very good pork roast, but
does he?
The pork must come from the butcher's, mother insists. Now, it's not just any show today, is it? We've got the lovely Neil Happenden, who's my drinking partner on occasion, from e-commerce, The Workroom. Are you calling The Workroom?
The Workroom e-commerce is the right way around.
Oh, The Workroom e-commerce, lovely. Great Neil Happenden. And we also have the fabulous at Vistage, Paul on the Twitter, Paul Johnson. And we're going to... Well, I bought you a little something.
Have you?
Because it's not just any show, is it, boys?
Oh, no.
It's the birthday show.
All right, okay.
For you.
It's not my birthday, though.
No, but as I won't be seeing you till next Tuesday, I brought you a lovely card.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Which you can open.
Oh, look, you put my age on the outside just to make sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just thought you might have forgotten.
Yeah, yeah. I did slip my mind.
And another reason I was late, I was trying to wrap. And notice all my wrapping shapes?
Yeah, they're all bottle bags, which is a bit of a drawback for buying presents for someone that doesn't drink, really, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So I don't think really you should be looking at these. These are just little things to show
my
appreciation. Maybe you want to say it till Saturday, which is your real birthday.
Yeah, I will.
Up to you. If you get led astray later, then...
Anyway, a big, big thank you. Thank you for that, sweetheart.
And all the listeners would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Had lots of tweets in, and they're all rocking. And can't believe that you're quite old.
Very old. A pensioner.
Long in the tooth, some might say.
Absolutely. There you go. Thank you for that. She's been dying to do this. She has been really so dying to do this.
I'm a lot younger than you.
Yeah, you are at the moment, but you're catching me quickly.
But we are quite similar. We do share sort of a love of the same era, don't we, Paul Andrews?
Well, yeah, not surprisingly.
You know, jamboree bags.
Yeah. Sherbet dib dabs.
Yeah. Daleks.
Yeah, blackjacks.
What else?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch sit on your dad's knee eating banana sandwiches watching Mick McManus wrestling?
Oh, yeah, and TV, Jackie TV Palo, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to leap about, didn't they?
Yeah. Neil's sitting in the corner going, what on earth are they wobbling on about?
What about the wooden tops?
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil won't know about that.
The wooden
you
tops.
See, Paul Johnson.
Paul does.
Paul looks quite young, doesn't he?
All of those.
I have to find out.
Bill and Ben, Obelob.
Yeah.
And all of that, yeah.
All of that.
Obelob.
But do you remember jamboree bags, Paul Johnson?
I do. I am of that era.
Yeah, and do you remember when you went to the Saturday Morning Pictures was like the event of the weekend?
Absolutely.
And you went with your mates and you might even watch a Western.
Yeah, B-movie. Yeah. Hobbalong Cassidy.
Yeah. And how much was a jamboree bag? It was about...
Fruppence.
Yeah.
Fruppence. It was fruppence.
And it went on for the whole thing. None of these big bags, you know, you made it last, didn't you?
Yeah, fruppence. Yeah.
That's right.
Nice one. Anyway.
That's your era.
Neil's just going, what?
What was your growing up thing? Were you Teletubbies or something?
Well, I still had Saturday Morning Cinema, so that couldn't be too long ago.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the same as our Saturday Morning Cinema.
No, probably. Well, mine were in colour.
Yeah,
ours had a bloke at the front playing the organ.
Champion the Wonder Horse.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, the Lone Ranger, Trigger, Tonto, Kim Wasabi.
Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin, wasn't he, that one?
Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds, Argo.
Great Argo.
Yeah. Anyway.
And Paul is the Lady Penelope, of course, of Channel Radio.
Yeah, thank you for that. Anyway, enough of that. Enough already.
Do you want me to be sensible?
No, that would be impossible. But we're going to try and get round that and carry on with a decent show.
Well, I have got an urgent question, a sensible one about the show.
Go on then.
Who might our sponsor be this
week?
Right,
okay, that's fine. You can ask
that's
that.
That's allowed?
We're absolutely pleased and proud to have as this week's show sponsor, the lovely Simon Lee and Sam Anderson from Unlimited Courage. and Unlimited Courage have a product called On the Warrior's Path, which is a series of workshops and learning experiences. And they particularly, and they have a workshop coming up, and I have a link where you can book the tickets, and we have been tweeting it out, and we have put it on Facebook. So do look at our Facebook page, do look at our Twitter account for the link. And Business Bunker listeners, if you put in the following code, BB001, to book your place on the event, you get a 50% discount.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so the voucher code is BB001 on the eventbrite.co/E, the Warrior's Path tickets. But on our Twitter account, on Vanilla Web and Business Bunker, you will find a tweet with the link in it. Or you can go to their website, which is unlimitedcourage.com. Unlimitedcourage.com. So a massive thank you to Simon, Unlimited Courage, for sponsoring today's show. And do make use of your listener discount to book their fabulous workshop. And the workshop is happening in towards the end of September. I think it's the 27th, but I might be guessing there.
And is the link on already on kentbusinessradio.co.uk?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So yeah. People can click on that and have a look.
They can indeed, yeah.
And but remember that 50% discount is BB001.
Absolutely. Just to let you know, coming up in a couple of weeks, we will be joined on the show on the 1st of September by the absolutely fabulous Mr. Ken Herron,
yes.
Who's a radio host from the United States. And he joins us every now and again on the Business Bunker show. And on the 1st of September, Ken will be joining us again. And he's going to be talking about hashtags.
Very essential.
Yeah. So he's got some really, really interesting stuff to talk to us about hashtags. So we're looking forward to Ken joining us again the week after next on the Business Bunker show.
Look forward to that. It's always really interesting, and he'll give you loads and loads of free tips.
Yeah, he's really great.
Yeah.
And it's nice that he's agreed to come back on after we nearly destroyed his show.
Well, he might get his own back, of course.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That is possible.
Yeah, he might bring on a few sidekicks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, I was all right. It was just the person I was on with that was the worry.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah. Absolutely. We would like to hear from you, though, the listeners of the business world out there in Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all normal ways. You can call us on 01-303-874-998. That's 01-303-874-998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at Vanilla Web. And Jules, I think you can kick off with an email.
I can, but I'd like to say good morning to Nurse Liz Gilson, who is on the Twitter at Nurse Liz J, and she says, good morning from a hazy, hot and humid Maryland. Because they don't say Maryland, do they? They say Maryland. Like Marilyn Monroe.
I know.
Get Social Kent. They have a free opening day, open day, build online business relationships and become social, they say. And this is on Thursday, the 29th of October. Canterbury College in the New Dover Road, Canterbury, and it's 9 to 3:30, free to attend, as I said. You can go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk to find out more on that.
Cool. The Business Bunker will actually be at that event, where we will have a pop-up radio station.
Really?
Yep. So we are the media partner for that event, and we will be there on the day with the old pop-up radio.
You're popping up everywhere.
We're popping up all over the place. I've had an email from Daniel Eels. Do you remember Daniel?
I love Daniel.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from him for quite a while.
We have now.
Yeah.
He says, hi, Jules and Paul. What?
In that order?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I like him.
What's he on?
He's always had a soft spot, though.
Yeah, what's he on? Hi, Jules and Paul. Long time no speak. It's Daniel Eels, ex of Aurotech. I have followed my dream and now work for Tag Pet Rescue, helping rehome dogs, cats and small animals throughout the southeast of Kent. I am contacting you to ask if you would be able to mention that this Sunday is our annual open day. That's the 23rd of August at our sanctuary in Lydden Farm, Manston. That's Lydden, Lydden as in the racetrack, Lydden Farm in Manston. And that's the TAG Pet Rescue Open Day, 23rd of August. We have all sorts of things going on, food, tombolas, games, face painting, entrance to our sanctuary, and even a portable miniature railway coming all the way from Scotland. All the money raised goes towards looking after all the animals we have in care and making sure they go to a good home. I would really appreciate it if you could mention that today on the show. Thank you in advance and keep up the good work. With best wishes, Daniel Eels, Dog Rescue Team.
Now, what's his Twitter for the new dog rescue, or is it Dan Eels?
Doesn't say. I can give you their website,
yeah,
which is Tag Pet Rescue, T-A-G Pet Rescue, all one word, .org.uk.
Now, he needs to hook up with Adrian, doesn't he?
He does indeed. AK Pet Services. Yeah. I think they do know each other, actually.
I think it's nice when someone follows their dreams. It's a nice story, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. It is indeed.
And now Venom Tech have tweeted moi, saying they haven't mentioned you, of course, but they've said I was asking them what the venom of the day is, but they won't give me a venom
of the day.
But they won't give me a venom of the day. But
right.
they have given me a venom.
I'm surprised.
They have given me.
So they haven't delivered your normal order then.
No.
She is a bit of a black widow.
But they have given me venom of the week, Paul Andrews.
Have they indeed?
Yeah. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah. Go for it.
Do you want to know, boys?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Indeed.
Listener, do you want to know? Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Get on with it. Stop teasing it out.
Venom of the day. Coming up soon, I'll tell you.
You're not going to tell me now?
I'm teasing it out. You told me to.
Oh, get on with it.
Venom of the day is the Chilean rose spider.
And Chilean rose?
Yeah.
That sounds like something you drink.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. They said it. They were at a Shepreth Park talk. That's on Twitter. Shepreth W Park. Mm. And it may help VF and ALS patients.
You're talking gobbledygook.
I know. Well, they've said VF and ALS.
Right.
That could be Alsatian. VF, what could that be? Thrombosis? No.
I don't know. What you're waffling
for?
About?
I'll ask them.
What are you waffling about?
I'll ask them what VF stands for.
VF?
Yeah. Shall I read an email? I feel a bit sheepish now.
Because that was a load of dribble.
To smooth over the moment.
I'm gonna have a look. Was that a tweet?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a look at it. Don't worry, Steve and the team. I'll have a look at it and I'll read it out properly. Don't worry.
No, it was to me, but it just said VF and ALS. Now, the University of Kent, she said, smoothing it over. They're 50 this year, Paul.
They are indeed.
A bit younger than you.
Thank you for that.
Quite a lot younger than you.
Thank you.
So the 50th festival is taking place at the University of Canterbury campus, and it's from the 4th to the 6th of September, and it'll feature music and academic lectures, have a go, sports activities and family fun. I think that's have a go, sports activities and family fun, or have a go at having family fun, maybe. There is also the chance to ride the giant Ferris wheel, standing 33 metres tall and offering wonderful views of the city of Canterbury. What's 33 metres, Neil, in old money?
Well, 33 metres?
About 40 yards.
It's about 40 yards, yeah.
40
yeah.
yards.
So yeah. That's... How many paces when you're doing with a click wheel?
40
paces.
or 120 feet. Or do you want it in inches? Goodness sake.
Well, no, because men never really are very correct on inches, are they? The festival kicks off on Friday the 4th
Should
of
we
September.
Ignore that?
Best two.
4th of September with an evening event in the spectacular surroundings. Nurse Liz will back me up on that. Spectacular surroundings of Canterbury Cathedral to celebrate the university's successes over the past 50 years. Who'd have thought it had been there for 50 years, Neil Havenden? I wouldn't have done.
Not me, certainly.
No. Then on Saturday the 5th of September, the campus will host a series of fun activities and events open to the community, alumni. How do you say that?
Alumni.
I knew you'd all snap at me. Alumni.
Alumni.
Staff and students.
That's ex-people.
Yeah. Ex-pupils. I know what it means, I just can't say it. Amongst these will be an opportunity to see the country's finest bakers competing. Oh, they've asked me to do this. Oh, I sent you this. Now I remember. It's all coming back.
She sent it to me and she can't read it.
Amongst these will be... I didn't write it, though. Amongst these will be an opportunity to see the county's finest bakers. And I was asked to do a cake, Paul Andrews.
Were you?
Yeah. Competing for gourmet glory and the title of Kent's best baker. I wonder if I'll win. The fun competition is open to both professionals from local patisseries, restaurants or hotels, and amateur budding bakers. That's me. I think that's my category. And we've invited local businesses and individuals to get involved. So bunker listeners, if you want to get some press and PR for your business, I suggest you go in for the amateur budding bakers. Now, who to contact? Go to www.kent.ac.uk/50festival And I'm sure that details will be on the Kent Business Radio show website after this show.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've had a tweet from Abamaxa, and they say, listening to the Business Bunker show, hoping to grab more great tips.
Careful what you say here.
Yeah. Hoping to grab more great tips. And Abamaxa are a purveyor of luxury leather, fashion and boutique goods. And they're based in Bindon.
Near the cider.
Yeah. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Abamaxa. That's Abamaxa. Abamaxa. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. We've also had a tweet from the Southeast Business Show that says, "Hi Vanilla Web, hi Jules. Hoping to see you at the B2BSoutheast.com business exhibition on the 25th of September at the Effingham Park Hotel, Copthorne." That's near Gatwick. So do get along to that. And we've also had a tweet from Carl from Kent. "Vanilla Web, Jules Sirkin, hey, shout out please. Best place to buy and sell your cars locally, carsfromkent.com."
Yes, powder blue Mercedes, please.
Lock it up. You can do one more brief email.
Well, continuing from the University of Kent, that's 50. This bit was quite interesting. I cut it off because it was quite long.
Ventricular fibrillation.
Oh, he's told you, has he?
No, Liz told us.
Oh, gosh. Nurse Liz. She knows everything.
Yeah, thank you, Liz.
But what is ventricular fibrillation? Something to do with your arteries, isn't
it? Yeah,
getting
all
furred up. You see, that sort of thing can happen when you get to a certain age, Paul Andrews.
As does amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Yeah, that can also happen around the 60th.
Which is ALS.
ALS. Do you find that?
I have no idea.
Well, you'll know on Saturday.
I'm not remotely getting involved in your silliness. I'm just telling you what you couldn't read earlier.
Well, thank courtesy, you, Nurse Liz.
Courtesy all the way from the United States from Nurse Liz.
And she's very diligent.
Yeah.
Now, this is continuing about this 50th anniversary. This was quite interesting because researchers in the School of Anthropology and Conservation, which is always what I wanted to study. I don't know why I never did. I ended up with you. Will take a surface scan.
Anthropology.
Yeah.
You always wanted to study anthropology.
I always was fascinated by it, honestly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had a really good anthropology teacher at my comp.
Did you?
And it just got me into it. I just found it fascinating. And then do you remember Desmond Morris?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just interesting, I found.
Right.
So what they're going to be doing, the School of Anthropology...
The Naked Ape.
Yeah, well, they're going to take surface scans of people's faces to show what they would have looked like as a Neanderthal. And this is, 2,300,000 years ago.
200,000, actually, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
With help from our resident space scientist, children can design, build and launch a black powder powered rocket.
Wow.
That also sounds good. And for the sporting types, Paul Andrews, you'll be able to get involved in archery and bubble football. What's bubble football?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's kicking a bubble.
It could well be.
And also there'll be a chance to watch chess grandmaster John Emms play blindfolded.
Wow. Where's this?
This is all at 3ws.kent.ac.uk 50th Festival in Canterbury at the University campus, 4th to 6th of September.
Fantastic.
So I will be going along to find out what my face would look like in Neanderthal times.
I could probably hazard a guess.
Yes. I left that open, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Autumn Women in Business Luncheon. Now, we do like a luncheon, don't we, Neil? But this is for women. So the only person
so not
that
you
will
then,
go
Neil. So she's not really sure why she'd included you in that, Neil.
Well, he's in the corner.
Yeah.
Friday the 11th of September, it's 11:15 to 2:30 p.m. and it's at the Marriott Tudor Park in Maidstone. And they're going to be talking about the hidden secrets in your handwriting. Their guest speaker is Margaret White, and she's one of the leading graphologists in the UK, and she works with businesses who provide an accurate personality profile and detailed assessment of a prospective employee or a business partner. And the analysis of 300 to 400 movements shows behavioural attitudes as well as integrity and ability, and this can take up to 40 hours to complete, depending on the complexity of both the handwriting and their character. And she's also been asked, this is Margaret, Margaret White, by biographers and reporters to build an accurate character profile of many famous and infamous historical figures, from Sir William Kirkcaldy, who's the murderer of the Archbishop of Aberdeen. Did you know him?
Oh, yeah.
But eventually, you went to kindergarten with him, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eventually went to the gallows for supporting Mary, Queen of Scots, who you also went to kindergarten with. And then also Princess Diana, she's analysed her writing, and other members of the royal family. And Jane Ollis, our lovely Jane Ollis from Rift Accounting, she's the MD, you know. She's going to share her own journey of setting up and running a business and the ingredients she believes are crucial for success. So find out what your handwriting says about you. You can, I'll read out the phone number. It's £29.50 for the luncheon, which is two courses. The number is 01732 758 530 to book. Cool. And that is on Friday the 11th, 11:15, at the Marriott Tudor Park. You know, what I find about before you play a song, I can see you're champing, but since we've been using computers, do you notice this, boys? My muscles on my fingers, I can't write anymore. They're just, the muscles are different. Have you noticed that?
No. Thank you for that. I really needed that.
Absolutely.
Paul has.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I struggle to use a pen these days.
Yeah.
Me too.
Because the muscles, you're not doing that anymore.
Well, Jules uses crayons anyway. But
yeah.
Anyway,
stone,
so that was a Women in Business lunch, yeah?
Stone and mallet palette.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing,
that
you?
Was a Women in Business lunch,
was it?
Yeah.
Are you going?
Huh?
Are you going?
I should do, because this is one of my favourite records.
Who is this?
Slade.
Oh, that is your era. Mm. I don't know this song by Slade.
Do you not?
I only know because I love it.
Listen.
Sounds like Elton John.
I believe in woman, oh. My own mind. I believe in loving my own mind. Don't a woman need a man? Try and catch one if you can. I believe in woman, my own mind. Someone to talk to, my own mind. We all need someone to talk to, my own mind. You need a shoulder to cry on. Call me, I'll be standing by. We all need someone to talk to, my own mind. We all need a get a whole lot of love.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jewel Sirkin. That was a bit of Slade. My, oh, my.
Yeah, that was good. And also T-Rex was our era, wasn't it? Slade, T-Rex.
Yeah, yeah.
Donny Osmond.
Jackson, Donny Osmond, get out of
Jackson
it.
Jackson 5.
Get out of it.
Didn't you have them all over your wall? The
no.
Posters?
No.
I did.
No.
Were not, you allowed to put posters up? Or
I was, but I had footballers rather than pop stars. Yeah. And I even if I had pop stars, I certainly wouldn't have had the Jackson 5 or,
so,
or Donny Blimmin' Osmond.
So footballers would have been Bobby Charlton.
If I'd have been a Man United supporter,
Bobby
yeah.
Moore.
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
else?
Yeah.
Stanley Matthews.
Yeah.
Gordon Banks.
Oh, don't start. Yeah.
Gordon Bennett, of course. Yeah, Gordon Bennett.
Gordon Bennett.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Was it Gordon Banks?
Banks.
Yeah.
Banks,
who was
yeah.
Gordon Bennett then?
Well, that's a good question.
He was just a saying.
Yeah, no, Gordon Bennett. Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. Gordon Banks, yeah, I remember him.
In fact, wasn't Gordon Bennett actually the founder of Selfridges? Was that Gordon Bennett? No.
That was Mr. Selfridge.
That was Mr. Selfridge.
Yeah, yeah, no. But
that man with the beard.
Yeah. No. There's,
a hammy actor.
No, there's definitely someone involved with one of those shots whose name was Gordon Bennett, which is where the saying came from.
But did Victor let you put posters up on your walls?
Yeah.
Because my dad, who's also called Victor, used to get upset if I put...
I put posters on my
Because I had lovely doggy wallpaper, you know, dogs and kittens.
Yeah.
And he, if I put sellotape on it, would ruin it.
My dad owned a painting and decorating firm.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
So
he didn't
right.
care what I did because...
He just put another
Because he used
up.
To come home and... No, he just put up whatever he had left off of a job anyway. So I had all kinds of mixed weird wallpaper on my walls. So covering it up with pictures of Peter Osgood or whatever was... Brilliant.
Peter Osgood, yeah that's another one.
Anyway, enough of all that nonsense.
Nostalgia of the, you know, when, of people that are approaching 60. Yes.
Really?
Fast. If you have any thoughts of people that are fast approaching 60 and memories, do tweet them in.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? I want to talk to somebody sensible because I'm really, really getting fed up talking to you.
Yeah, I do too.
So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, Mr. Paul Johnson of Vistage. Paul, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure to meet you. Why don't you kick off by telling the listener a little bit about Vistage and then we'll kind of go from there and uncover a bit more about you and your background and all that kind of stuff.
Great. Hi, Paul, and hi, Jules. Good to be here,
Hello.
As you say, for the very first time.
Yeah.
These days I'm the chairman of the local Kent Vistage CEO advisory board.
Right.
So Vistage is an international organisation, and we're bringing it here to Kent for the first time. What we do is we help CEOs to grow their business and to sleep better at night. How do we do that? Well, we do that by...
mattresses?
No. We can do a nice line of advice on mattresses if needed. But what we do is we provide a forum where CEOs can meet on a regular basis to talk about the business issues that they're facing and get advice from their peers.
Right.
You know, sometimes I think that being a CEO, and I used to be one, you know, can be a very lonely place.
Yeah.
And I think the truth is that if you can get some opinions from others, you still are the person responsible for making the decision. But the more opinions you get, the more opportunity you have to make a quality decision. And that's what we're really trying to help CEOs with at Vistage. I said also, you know, helping them sleep better at night. Mm. Well, I think we try to help the whole person because we really believe that if you're going to be fully effective in the workplace, you've got to have a balanced and well-controlled life. So how do we do that? You know, we get a group of 12 to 16 CEOs together every month. We spend a whole day together. These CEOs can be from all sorts of businesses, big multinational companies through to small developing businesses. Mm. We bring those CEOs together and we we spend some time hearing speakers. Vistage runs a huge speakers bureau. We have speakers.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Are these people that you bring in from outside, Paul, or within the CEO group that you have, the speakers, I mean?
The speakers come from the outside. Vistage actually runs a huge speakers bureau in the UK. Okay. And so we have access to thousands of speakers who can talk about just about any business topic that you care to mention. So I, as the chair, talk to my members, find out the business issues that they're facing, and I bring a speaker to the table who can really help them to address that issue.
Cool.
And like all things Vistage, it's very focused on what is your action going to be. You know, if you're going to spend a day, a month out of the office, you've got to make sure that you're getting value from it.
Absolutely.
So a lot of focus on what are you going to do differently as a result of hearing this presentation. After we have our presentations, we then spend the time with those CEOs talking about issues that they're facing in their business. Could be anything from people issues to financing issues to what do I want to do in 3 years' time when I sell the business? Yeah. How do I get the business into a position where I can maximize my value from it?
Sure.
To the other end of the extreme of, you know, I'm in the process of setting up a new business. You know, what are the steps that I need to get going in order to be successful and maximize the opportunity?
Right.
So this format has been around for a while.
I was going to say, Vistage has quite a track record, doesn't it? Even though it's new to Kent, it's been around for a long time, a number of decades.
Yeah, so Vistage started back in the States in 1957.
Yeah.
And started with a CEO who found that he had loads of people telling him how he should be running his business. But the truth was, every one of them had some kind of vested interest. His chairman, his bank, his accountants, his lawyers.
Yeah.
He found that the best quality of advice came from other CEOs who had no other vested interest other than the fact that they understood business and they liked to help him to grow his business.
Absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it, when you're saying that. We saw a news item come through on our news feed just before we went live to air, which said the magazine, the New Musical Express, has decided to become a free distribution magazine. And Paul and I had a very quick conversation about the changing nature of the media business and how, you know, we're into new paradigms and changing things. And we both said roughly the same thing at the same time, which is how many organizations are still trapped in not seeing this. And the reason for raising that, based on what you were just saying, Paul, is I think that one of the big benefits of an organization like yours is that you bring people in from outside a business area, so they look at it with fresh eyes. They're not trapped in a, I've been in this business man and boy for 100 years routine that says, I know all about this business and this is what you do. You bring it in from someone that's going to go, well, why do you do it like that? Why don't you do it like this?
Yeah. You know, if you're an estate agent or if you're a recruiter, whatever business you're in, you know, you tend to spend time with a lot of other people in that business.
Yeah.
But one of the great things I think about Vistage is we bring together people from cross industries.
Yeah.
You see different perspectives. You see somebody who's, you know, facing a challenge that you may have faced 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you can bring that perspective, which I think really helps our members to constantly be reinventing themselves.
Yeah.
And it works. We measure every 2 years, we measure the performance of our member companies compared with the norm in their sector. Mm. On average, over a five-year period, Vistage members grow at 3 times the rate of other companies in their sector, which talks to this theme of, you know, fresh advice, keep reinventing yourself, and you'll drive success in your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because, again, one of the things we were discussing off-air with SMEs, with small and medium-sized enterprises, quite often those kind of businesses are started by someone with a technical expertise or passion or particular enthusiasm or knowledge about an industry, and they start a business as, for want of a better word, a technician in their own industry, no matter what that is. And of course, the thing that a lot of people lack, because they've never done it before when they're starting out, is how to run a business. How to run it strategically, how to think strategically, how to do things like finance, HR, people management, leadership, all those kind of things are outside of their sphere of knowledge. And it comes as a huge shock when you start to grow a business that you have to do all those kind of things.
You have to do everything.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the challenges for a new CEO is that you've got to stop working in the business and start working on the business. Mm. And that's a big, painful lesson for some. But if you're going to drive that business to the next level, you've got to stay away from the minutiae and the detail, get above that and look at the strategy of the business. And I spend a lot of my time helping CEOs to get above the in to the on.
Yeah, absolutely. It is really about managing your business, growing your business, and developing your business, and not doing the business, isn't it?
Paul, where do you start generally? Is there a sort of pattern of looking at a business and a CEO and where you start off with them?
You know, I think where you have to start is really understanding their business, is understanding what makes the business what it is, what makes it a unique business proposition, and understand from a 360 degree perspective all about that business, the people in the business, the customers of that business, the qualities of the CEO, the areas for development, and you know, we try to go on a long-term journey with our with our CEOs. The average CEO who comes to Vistage will stay with us for well in excess of 7 years, and so we have a great opportunity to help them to grow and change. And you know, so often companies recognize that they need to spend money on training, and yet probably the last person who actually gets to spend that money is the CEO. They forget about themselves. But you know, how can a business possibly grow unless the CEO is growing? And so that's probably, you know, in a sense, one of my biggest calls to action for CEOs is, are you investing in yourself in order to grow your business?
Absolutely. And that awareness is starting to filter through as well. Again, I was talking to Paul about this before we came on air. I ran an event a few weeks ago in conjunction with Rift Accounting called Forging the Future, and we had 50 CEOs of some of Kent's leading and growing companies there. And one of the six trends that they identified was how to manage growth in a small and medium-sized business, and to try and recognize whether one, as the CEO of that business, is the thing that's holding back growth. You know, a lot of people identify that as a potential problem. Like, is it me? Is it me that's stopping this business growing because I lack the tools or the wherewithal or the support or the knowledge? And we develop that more by talking about mentoring. And one thing that surprised me, because as Jules keeps telling everybody, I've been around a long time. Many years ago, I was involved in consulting and coaching and mentoring at a time when it wasn't really appreciated. People didn't really want to do it. One of the things that I got from the session that we did a couple of months ago is people were saying, we need mentoring, we need coaches, we need help, we need support. And it's about finding the right person to work in partnership with to do that. And that was an eye-opener for me, that people have recognized it at least as a need.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, I think having a coach is a really important part of the growth opportunity. But what I particularly like about the Vistage formula is it's not just that. Yeah, there's a strong element of coaching. I like to bring my business expertise to bear to coach and mentor, but also the other members of the group that we're in can help each other to grow. And so it's not just about one person giving a perspective. Yeah. It's about a group of 12 to 16 CEOs. All talking around the issue and giving a CEO more options and more choice. And in that way, they grow and their business will end up growing. So it is, for me, all about growth.
Cool. So let's explore that a little bit. A typical Vistage meeting, what happens? What's the format? What you know, you've got 12 people sat around a table, presumably. How does it happen? You've got somebody comes in and does a talk.
Yeah, actually, before we even do that, you know, there's a really simple little sign-in process where we actually ask each person to score themselves at the moment. How are they doing on a score from 0 to 10 on work, on personal life, and on their health and fitness?
Blimey, that's cognitive behaviour therapy.
Oh, man, but I tell you something. Immediately, you'll see, if you see a 4 up on that board, you know that that guy or girl has got an issue, and probably it's going to help them if they can actually talk about it. So even before we start the formal business, we score each other, and that really helps. Then, we bring in a speaker. Right. Speaker that I've chosen based on the needs of the group.
Right.
That'll probably take half a day. And then we spend the rest of the time talking about the issues that each of the CEOs has. Mm. And sometimes in an afternoon, we might talk about five or six issues. Sometimes if it's a really big issue, we might talk about just one issue.
Okay.
I was at a meeting just recently where a CEO was talking about his board.
Right.
He was faced with the most dysfunctional board you can possibly imagine. You know, two board members causing havoc.
Not that uncommon, actually.
Not that uncommon. Two board members causing havoc and a chairman who frankly, you know, wasn't addressing the issues.
This
guy had a great strategy, it seemed, and he began talking to the other members about his strategy. And then all of a sudden, you know, one of them interrupted the flow of the meeting. And he said, mate, you need to warrior up. You need to have the courage to stop messing around at the edges and go at this issue like a laser beam, because unless you do, your business is going to hit a cliff and you're going to be in real trouble.
Yeah.
So the members sort of cared enough about this guy to sort of, you know, grab him by the throat or somewhere else and say, look, let's, you know, we've got to do something different here. And so they spent a whole afternoon talking around the strategy of warrioring up and what that really could mean in his business, what it had meant to them at different parts of their career. And at the end, that CEO walked out with an action plan.
Right.
He committed to the other members of the group an action plan. And that's another thing about, you know, being at the top of the pile. Nobody often holds you to account, but your Vistage group absolutely will hold you to account.
Sure.
Right.
And over the few months after that, you know, he regularly came back and gave a status report. Right. And the team really made sure that he was actually warrioring up and making it happen.
Right.
And he's turning that business around.
Cool.
Great story.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a tweet from Venomtech who says, great to hear Vistage Paul on Business Bunker with Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin. Steve is the MD of Venomtech, if people don't know. Found Vistage taster session really, really helpful.
Thanks, Steve. It was great to have you there. And yeah, we do taster sessions on a regular basis where people can come along and see what we do, see a world-class speaker and experience this issue processing that I've talked about. So we'd love to have anybody who's interested reach out to me at Vistage Paul, and I'll put you in touch with one of those events.
Liz has asked, I'm not sure which Paul she's asked, because I think I said this as well as you, but we can both have a go at this, Paul. Liz has said, can Paul repeat the in not on concept?
Working in the business, not on the business.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking that. Yes. You know, in my experience, a lot of CEOs, either inexperienced or even quite mature CEOs, can sometimes be tempted to get sucked into the detail of their business. You know, they probably feel like they know the business better than anybody else. And so isn't it natural for them to drill down into the detail? Mm. Well, in my opinion, no. In my opinion, you need to stop being in the business and get on top of the business.
Yes.
That's to say, stop thinking about the day to day. You've got people to deal with the day to day.
Yeah.
Start thinking about the strategy of the business. That's what I mean by working on the business.
Yeah.
It's a common mistake. It's very, very common across all types of people.
It is terribly hard, Paul, because when you're running a business and you've got 5,000 emails pinging at you all the time and you're just trying to go through them all, it's very, very hard to step back, isn't it?
You know, it is, but that's about focus.
Absolutely.
It's about saying, what's important to this business? Mm. If I want to sell my business in 3 years' time, you know, maybe that's the single goal that you need to be focused on, and you should be doing everything you can every day that you're in the office to focus on that goal.
Mm. Absolutely. It's interesting. We're running a series currently on a Business Bunker once a month in conjunction with the University of Kent Business School, in which their research have identified 10 traits that successful business people deploy in running a business. And one of the early traits that we discussed on this show was delegation.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is still a very poorly understood concept And certainly in smaller businesses, it's basically what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the ability to let go of the day-to-day stuff, hand that over to the operational people, and for you to concentrate on the bigger picture stuff.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Paul. You've got to work on the business, not in it. Now, the way that we talk about that is really making sure that you get the right people who are capable of taking that responsibility. Mm. Far too often, again, in businesses that are growing fast, we end up with the wrong people in the wrong seats on the bus.
Yeah.
Business, it's all too easy for that to happen, for somebody to be, you know, competent at one level, but as the business grows, they no longer can.
Yeah.
If in order for you as the CEO to be able to work on the business, you've got to have people who are capable of working in the business.
Yeah.
So you've got
to
make
sure. That releases you.
Yeah, so it releases you. So you've got to make sure that you've got the right people in the right seats on the bus, and that those people are capable of going with you on the journey to that next level that you want to take the business to.
Absolutely. And one of the difficulties that a lot of CEOs face with this, of course, they find someone to do that role, but that person doesn't always do it in the same way that you would do it. And the tendency to go back and interfere is really, really annoying because, you know, you're not really trusting that other person.
So letting go.
Yeah, you're not letting go fully.
Yeah. You've got to let go. You've got to empower your people. You've got to give them the sense that they can make this happen. You know?
Absolutely.
At some point, you know, if unless you can do that, you know, you may have to actually part ways. But work on that issue with them. Learn how to delegate. Don't worry about the fact that they may not do it exactly the same way as you. Measure them on the result.
Absolutely.
Does it work? Not how do they get there?
Yeah, exactly. Paul, it's a fascinating topic. We could talk about it a lot.
He knows his stuff, doesn't he?
He certainly does. Well, he's been around the block. Although he's a young man,
he's
much younger than you. Yeah, I know. See, whatever. You have a fine and upstanding track record in business. I'll tell you what, why don't you tell the listener a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so, Paul, before I took up this challenge to run a Vistage Group in Kent, I've spent 30 years working in and around the pharmaceutical industry in a company that provided the pharmaceutical industry with consulting and information to run their business. I was a CEO for 20 of those years. I've run businesses big and small. The largest business I ran was about £250 million of revenue with about 400 people. But I've also been in a situation where there's been me and a product manager and an idea.
Right.
We've taken that idea and turned it into multi-million pound opportunities.
Right.
I've been around the block and I like to sort of bring that experience to bear. But I think throughout my career, I've had my success by forming the right teams and making those teams into high performance teams by empowering them, so that I could focus on running the business, on being on the business, not in the business.
Absolutely.
So and so I'm trying to repeat that formula now with Vistage of trying to help other CEOs to get the right teams and to really drive future growth. And I'm having a great time at doing that in this fantastic county.
Fantastic. Give us a shout out for how people can find out more about Vistage and what you do. What's your website, Twitter handle, all that kind of nonsense?
May I just say that Paul Johnson is very active on LinkedIn, first of all, aren't you, Paul? You were telling me.
I am. You'll find my profile in LinkedIn. The Vistage website is www.vistage.co.uk/Paul-Johnson. So that's where to go for me, or my Twitter is Vistage Paul.
Okay.
One more thing. There's an event coming up in London on the 1st of October where you can hear a world-class speaker talking about social media and how you can't ignore it in today's business environment. I'd love to welcome any CEOs out there to come along to that with me. It's complimentary. It's at the Emirates Stadium, so I probably just lost half the crowd. But there'll be about 400 CEOs and their guests from around the country there. You'll hear a world-class speaker and an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the way Vistage works.
Who might this speaker be?
That's a truly great question. The speaker is Dave Nelson, who's a leading authority on social media. So you can check that out on the Vistage.co.uk website and drop me a message and I'll get you registration for free.
And the
fantastic.
Date, do you have the date?
The date's the 1st of October.
Thank you.
He did say that earlier.
I know, but I'm now writing it down.
She's
diligently.
Catching up. It's okay.
We will put links to that on the Kent Business Radio website, and the links to the Vistage website is already up, and you can click on the link on the homepage of kentbusinessradio.co.uk and find out more about this new to Kent experience. So do get involved, do find out more, and do get along to the 1st of October event, even though it is at the Emirates, Neil.
Well, I'm an Arsenal fan, so that's good for me.
I know you are, which is why I won't be going there, because I'm not. Cool, good stuff. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punker. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. For the moment, Paul Johnson of Vistage. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Jules.
Cool.
Without a doubt, the most informative digital marketing event. This is from the Best Business Events, Digital in Kent. They say 55% of UK small businesses believe that they should do more to market their business online, and over 54% do not fully understand which marketing is working for them, and nearly 23% spend money where they think it works. Speed is of the essence, and are you fast off the mark, they ask. 50% of consumers do business with a company that responds to them first, yet only a third of emails, website inquiries are returned in less than an hour. Easy to understand, so grasp the opportunity. It's Digital in Kent Conference. It's on the 12th of November at the Orchards in Westmorling. Is it Westmorling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've said it correctly.
Except it's the Orchards not in Westmorling.
Well, they say at the Orchards in Eastmorling.
It's in Eastmorling.
Even.
Yeah.
Is where you're on the ball this morning. It's because you're old, you see. You have a memory like an elephant. Is where you're nearly 60, aren't you, of course, on Saturday. Where you need to come for information and advice so you can invest in the tools that will work for you. Whatever level you're at, you are guaranteed to expand your knowledge and skills at this one-day conference. It's £67 plus VAT, and the number to call, which I'll give you in a tick if you get your pen, first of all, the website digitalinkent.co.uk, and the number is 01732 758 530.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Carol Barron, and Carol is the director of the University of Kent Innovation and Enterprise Group. And she says, VanillaWeb, that unique to the sector, Endpoints, that's a Twitter handle, Endpoints, are supported by business and recognised by business, and 5,500 students are involved. Now, I happen to know a little bit about this, so I can elaborate on a 140-character tweet. Carol is making reference to Employability Points, which is a scheme that is run at the University of Kent and has been running for 4 or 5 years now there. And it started some years ago with Carol's team in the Innovation and Enterprise team trying to find a way of making the students more work-ready, okay? Because one of the big complaints from business about young people entering into the workforce is there's a lack of work-ready skills, there's a lack of work ethic, and a lack of work experience. So one of the things that the University of Kent did was they came up with this concept of employability points. And what it is that students sign up to it voluntarily, and they earn points, a bit like a club card, for doing things that are work-orientated. And that can be actual work. Yeah, so working in a bar or doing some work experience somewhere. Or it can be things that are work but aren't necessarily seen as work. So if you're the secretary of the university netball club or whatever, that is work. That's real useful work, and you're doing useful stuff, and you earn points for that. And at the end of the year, they award prizes for points, a bit like a television show. And over the years, those prizes for points have devolved into two sets of things that you get. First off, the prizes are work experience, normally paid with an employer organisation. And as the programme has grown, more and more employers have joined the scheme, And there are now some huge employers involved, you know, Coca-Cola, Barclays Bank, people like that, Vodafone, that are giving people work experience. And smaller businesses. My little business is one of the originals. And we actually had a winner from Employability Points, a young lad called Luke Wild, that came and joined us for the summer. And what a fabulous experience that was from both points of view. Yeah, I hope to think that Luke gained some valuable experience working for us, but he certainly brought a lot to us as well. So Employability Points is a really, really clever scheme. It's been running a few years now. They're always looking for employers to get involved in it. So do either follow Carol on the Twitter at Kent, K-I-E, Kent, K-I-E, all one word, or you can follow the Employability Points team, which is M Points, E-M Points on the Twitter. So do that. Because that's absolutely fabulous scheme that they've got there, and I happen to know they were up for an award in the Times Educational Supplement for one of the innovations of the year a couple of years ago for their scheme.
Excellent.
And an awful lot of organisations, both universities, colleges, and schools, have adopted Employability Points or similar schemes in order to do the same thing. So it's been a highly successful thing. I'm going to mention this. We are not going to have a conversation about it, Jules. I'm just going to mention it.
Right.
Okay.
What is it about?
Sarah Zumba.
Oh, the Zumba.
Sarah Zumba, and you can follow Sarah. Her Twitter handle is Albert770S. Albert770S. And it's a Zumbathon. And it's taking place on Saturday the 29th of August between 2 and 4pm at Aylesford Secondary School in Teapot Lane, Aylesford.
Well, you see, just for the benefit of Paul and Neil, who don't really... this may have passed you by, but... Paul is actually the expert on Zumbathons, and he appeared in a pink tutu to start one off.
Wow.
And very, very fetching.
I've seen the photo.
Yeah, you've seen it,
Neil. It's in my memory, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm not sure I want to see it.
No.
I can probably send it to you, Paul.
Thanks.
Yeah, just in case you feel left out. But Paul was the star up on the stage, wasn't he, Neil?
He's not wearing that today, I can confirm to you.
No. Possibly on your birthday, of course. You know, Saturday the 22nd, this Saturday.
I did make the point that we weren't going to be having a conversation about the pink tutu. It has caused me enough grief already.
But the blue Hawaiian shirt is almost as bad.
Yeah. Well, you haven't seen the pink tutu, to be frank. To be quite frank. I did 4 hours of Zumba in a pink tutu, and it chafed, let me tell you.
I bet. But do you know what I'm doing on that 29th? I'm like the Simon Cowell of Herne Bay.
Oh, are you?
I'm judging Herne Bay's Got Talent.
Oh, are you?
I'm doing it because I get a free lunch.
Oh, I thought there would be some reason behind it.
I'll be on the Herne Bay Pier if anybody wants to come and see me, and I'm going to be a very fierce judge.
Cool.
Yes.
Perfect. And talking of Zumba, one of the people that wrote me into Zumba was Juliette Shand. And Juliette has tweeted, she says, listening to the Business Bunker show today, that's twice in 2 weeks, and love hearing all about Kent's business news, and thank you very much. And she's going to do the Zumbathon as well.
Good afternoon.
So going back to Sarah Albert and her Zumbathon, that's Saturday the 29th of August, 2 till 4pm at the Aylesford Secondary School in Teapot Lane, Aylesford.
I expect.
I think the school's now called something Academy. I think it's the Aylesford Sports Academy or something.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up when they rebrand.
Yeah.
Beaujolais Boy has perked up.
Haven't heard from Beaujolais Boy for ages.
No,
how is he?
Well,
hello, Ian.
Been,
how are you?
He's been, of course, tweeting the Superior Show all morning,
right.
Which was on at 11 o'clock. Mm. And Beaujolais Boy says that he's really enjoyed listening to Paul of at Vistage Paul. He's put your website, which is vistage.co.uk. He said he sounds great and he speaks lots of common sense. So there you are. You'll probably have him on one of your courses very soon.
Thanks, Beaujolais Boy.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. We're now going to have a little break. And then when we come back, we've got another guest to talk to. What do you reckon?
I might go and find some ibuprofen.
So what?
Ibuprofen.
Why, what's
Paul
the matter?
Johnson said it's the best thing for me.
Why, what's wrong with you?
I've got some little... earache virus hot thing.
Okay. Anyway.
What are we playing?
Bit of Rod Stewart in a minute.
Oh, lovely. Sailing?
Yeah. We are indeed, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I do feel like I've got vertigo, that's what it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here we go.
I love Rod Stewart.